the Sos Emes points out, which is obvious if you look, if you're Maver Sedra, you'll notice that there's no psucha or stuma in the parsha. So the whole parsha, the whole 146 psukim of the parsha, is all straight in the Torah. There's no gaps. So what does that hint to? What is the remez that represents the fact that there's no hefsek over here? So he suggests, if you think about the parsha, really, Yaakovino leaves Eretz Yisrael, the makom of the Shechina, and the where Kadosh Baruch Hu is obviously present, and he goes out into Golus, and at the end of the parsha he comes back and he meets the malachim of Eretz Yisrael coming out to greet him. And he greets them on the way back. He's meeting the malachim of Eretz Yisrael. So this is the parsha where Yaakov Avinu goes away from the presence of a Shekhinah, where Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shekhinah is not obvious, until he comes back to that point in time at the end. The seif of the whole of the parsha. So Yaakov Avinu did not lose sight, did not at any point in time get distracted from his connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there was no gap between what Yaakov Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael all the time he was there until he came back. Nothing changed in Yaakov Avinu that he lost that connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu remained strong and obvious the whole time. At the end of the parasha, it says that Vayivku by Malachi Elokim. So Yaakov Avinu says when he saw this machna, he calls it this is a machna lakim, it's a machna of malachim. And he calls the place machanoyim, that it is a place where it's machanoyim. So the Mefarshim point out that really the correct nusa should have been machanos. Machanos is two camps. His encampment and the encampment of the Malachim. But rather, it says Machanoim. Machanoim is used when it refers to a pair. You talk about a person has Yadayim, a person has Oznayim, Einayim, Raglayim. These are pairs. So you talk about pairs, you end off the plural with the Ah, and then the Yud Mem, the Yim sounds, Ayim. So what that hints to is that Yaakov Avinu was able to create a machane which paired off with a machna of Malachim. It was Kaddish enough, and it was significant enough, and it had the connection to Kaddish Baruch Hu enough to be viewed as a pair together with the machna of the Malachim. So what allowed Yaakov Avinu to do that was his process of this holding on to that which he had learned by his parents, by Yitzchak and Rivka, being in Eretz Yisrael and having that vision. So even when he was in situations which were not so obvious and not so clear, he had that clarity to stay connected. So he was able to build a home of which was worthy of being called, when he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, being called a home which had the same Kedusha and the same Tahara and the same connection as what he'd seen by his parents. So there was no hefsek. So that's the pshat. He says that he was there kiyama machadim, there was a short amount of time. So he says it means lashon of achdus, he was in a state of one. There was no purity inside of him. Because in that state, we normally get pulled in different directions. Our neshama is pulling one way, our guf is pulling another way. What he's saying over here is that the Yaakov Avinu's clarity and that connection allowed him to feel one, to feel a whole, a wholesome feeling. He didn't feel he wasn't torn in two, because the guf was also was inclined to use itself for the proper reasons. So when the guf is so inclined, it's not a chiddush that there's no hefsek between him and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the result is that he's able to come at Eretz Yisrael without any hefsek at all. Have a good time.